This news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Akindi, your favorite Amish handyman. Bresky Siding and Building Repair are your roofing experts and can do any job at any time. And by Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderak. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, shedding light on the unique challenges rural areas face. Mental health issues are often stigmatized in these communities, contributing to feelings of shame. Yet rural areas experience higher rates of depression and suicide, with farmers being particularly vulnerable. Loneliness and lack of belonging are significant concerns, exacerbated by social isolation. Despite these obstacles, a rural mental health resilience program offers vital resources and training nationwide. It's crucial to acknowledge mental health as a valid concern and foster open conversations to reduce stigma. You can find more details and a link on the full written article on thumbnet.net. Remember, help is available 24/7 by texting or calling 988. Let's prioritize mental health this May and build a more compassionate rural community. And as we approach the end of the Bad Axe spring cleanup on May 24th, this weekend marks the final opportunity to join hands and spruce up our beloved community. Armed with a specialized leaf vac truck, the city is poised to whisk away nature's debris from our streets. Remember, only leaves should adorn the curbs for pickup, while tree limbs should be neatly stacked between the sidewalk and curb. As we bid farewell to spring and welcome the blossoming of summer, let's unite as proud residents of Bad Axe, embodying our commitment to cleanliness and community well-being. Together, we can transform our town into a shining beacon of civic responsibility and environmental stewardship, inspiring neighboring communities across the Thumb region. And this Sunday, May 19th, local viewers will have a reason to smile as a video featuring the Anaman family from our community will be showcased on America's Funniest Home Videos on ABC. Josh Anaman, a salesman here at Thumb Broadcasting, and his wife, Shay, submitted a video of their young son, Eli, hilariously crashing his electric-powered BMW ride-on car in their garage. The video has caught the attention of AFV and will be featured in a non-contest episode, bringing a moment of joy to households nationwide. It was Eli's first time driving the car, and he's been scared to drive it since, so hopefully seeing the video on TV will help him overcome his fear. Don't miss the chance to share in the laughter. Tune in this Sunday to ABC to see Eli's amusing mishap on America's Funniest Home Videos. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Don't miss out on the biggest mattress event of the year, happening now at Ashley and Bad Axe. Come shop under the big top with us to find the perfect mattress for your home or cottage. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing is available. We've brought in over 3 semi-loads worth of mattresses for this sale and are offering over 60 sets of mattresses under the big top. Shop with us this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for great deals on all sizes and all firmness levels. Mattresses include floor models, overstock, last year's models, closeouts, and special buys. We're passing on those savings on to you. Twin mattresses start at just $99, queens at $199, kings at $499, and adjustable bases at $599. Sale is limited to inventory on hand, so shop early for the best selection and best deals. That's the mattress tent sale happening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Ashley and Bad Axe. Hurry in, these deals end when the tent closes at 4 p.m. Sunday.
Can't find what you need? See me, Tara, at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. We have the furniture and mattresses you want in stock. Shop Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. This is home.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. As the popularity of short-term rentals continues to grow, so does the need to govern them. Because of that, the Port St. Alec Village Council approved the Planning Commission's recommended amendment on ordinances governing short-term rentals within the village. The ordinance outlines that residents used as short-term rentals, like Airbnbs, are limited to no more than 10% of the total number of homes within the village. The concept of the ordinances are not to discourage the practice of short-term rentals, but done in order to protect the rights of those who live near them. Short-term rental properties are used by others as a vacation location. An ordinance it took into consideration the properties that are currently being used for short-term rentals, and they are grandfathered in to be able to be used as they are. The new ordinances call for a $200 registration fee along with a $500 a year new renewal fee. There are other stipulations such as proximity to the village, range limits from other vacation rentals, and more. You can view more about this on the full written article on thumbnet.net. And a variety of issues were discussed during this month's Sebring Village Police Committee. Installing electronic locks for the doors to the police department is being considered as it's limiting parking in the downtown area to 2 hours. It was reported that the new taser is in use and the dashboard cameras have been installed in 2 of the cruisers. According to the report that was presented, the police department handled 43 complaints and officers did 78 traffic stops in March. Also, the department's 3 cruisers traveled 2,488 miles while patrolling. And the Marlette City Council will host a public hearing at 6 p.m. on Monday, June 3rd. The hearing, which will be at City Hall, is regarding the proposed 2024-25 budget. A copy of the proposed budget is available for viewing by the public at City Hall. Following the hearing, the council is expected to adopt the budget and to set the millage rates that will be levied to support the budget throughout the next fiscal year. On the matter of finances, the council is exploring the possibility of allowing marijuana businesses, which, if approved, the funds generated by allowing them would bring significant revenue to the city. It is speculated that allowing the development of 2 grow centers and 2 distribution dispensaries could generate more than $400,000 a year in additional revenue. The next step in the proposal is to allow those businesses and having the Planning Commission develop a proposed ordinance and guidelines. Once that is done, it will go to the council to review. The next Marlette City Council meeting is at 6 p.m. on June 3rd. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Do we have any spray paint?
Why?
I need lots of paint. I'm going to paint the house.
I don't think so.
But it looks bad.
Well, you can't spray paint the house.
And then let's call Breckie Siding and Building Repair. They can do it.
Is your siding looking faded, worn out, or just in need of an update? Call me, Derek Breske, at Breske Siding and Building Repair today for all your siding, roofing, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. McDonald's is planning to introduce a $5 meal deal in the U.S. next month to counter slowing sales and customers' frustration with high prices. The deal would let customers get a 4-piece McNugget, a small fry, and a small drink, and either a McDouble, cheeseburger, or a McChicken sandwich for $5 in most areas, according to a person familiar with the deal. The month-long deal is scheduled to begin June 25th and will be advertised nationally. Some stores with higher costs, like those in California or Hawaii, may charge more, but the Chicago burger giant said last month that it was planning to step up deals to combat slowing customer traffic in some markets. And a New Mexico judge is considering whether to dismiss a grand jury indictment against actor Alec Baldwin in the fatal shooting on the set of the Western movie Rust. A court hearing is scheduled for Friday on the motion to dismiss the case. Defense attorneys for Baldwin accused prosecutors of unfair maneuvers at grand jury proceedings to divert attention away from the evidence and witnesses. A grand jury indictment in January charged Baldwin with involuntary manslaughter and the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins at a movie ranch on the outskirts of Santa Fe in October of 2021. Baldwin has pleaded not guilty. And it was Lainey Wilson's night in many ways. She took home Female Artist of the Year and the top prize of Entertainer of the Year at the 2024 Academy of Country Music Awards. The awards were handed out Thursday at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas, just north of Dallas. Hosted by Reba McEntire, the 59th ACM Awards were a star-studded event with performances from artists that include Kane Brown, Blake Shelton, Chris Stapleton, Post Malone, and more. The ACMs streamed live on Prime Video and the Amazon Music channel and on Twitch Live. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Bretzky Siding and Building Repair of Akindi, your favorite Amish handyman. Bretzky Siding and Building Repair are your roofing experts and can do any job at any time. And by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And we do have two local obituaries. Virginia M. Bushway of Pigeon passed away on Tuesday, May 15th at the age of 75. Funeral services for Guinea Bushway will be at 2 p.m. on Saturday, May 18th at the Champaign Funeral Chapel. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until the time of service at 2 p.m. on Saturday. And Clarence Fibrance passed away Monday, May 13th, peacefully in his home at the age of 77. Visitation will be held on Friday, May 31st from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 1 p.m. at Miguel Pine Funeral Home in Bad Axe. Burial will follow after the service at Colfax Township Cemetery. Family of Clarence Fibrance will hold a luncheon to follow at Wilcox Park. Memorials may be offered to the family in the care of Robin Fibrance. Condolences may be shared with the family at Miguel Pine Funeral Home.com. And you can view these and other Thumb area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.